But I am excited because you've been teasing all morning long and here in the early afternoon that you were asked something this weekend that you'd never been asked before.
Right, right.
Which I can't wait to find out.
All right, so I'll give you the circumstances of how everything was going down. So let's see. Today, this past weekend was the 21st of March.
Yes.
So on the 9th of March, I get a text from, you remember the guy that came in when we had Ice Cube in studio, my buddy Pat?
I was not here when you had Ice Cube in studio.
Oh, you weren't? That was you and I, right?
Yep.
Okay, sure, well, my buddy Pat. So you haven't met my buddy Pat.
But I met Pat.
Yeah, Pat. Cool guy. Been with the college with Pat. I've been knowing him since 1991. He's married. He has three boys. Love those boys. You know, every time we go and hang out, he bring the boys around. Those are my dudes.
Okay.
So the middle son is getting married in Cabo in June. And so he sent me a text 2 weeks ago. Say, hey, man, want to ask you something, but I want to do it in person. You and the wife available to have dinner with me and my fiance.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, man, of course. Whenever you want to make this happen. So the date was Saturday. So I told my wife, and these are the differences between guys and girls. My wife is saying, well, what does he want? I don't know. He wants to ask in person. Well, why didn't you ask him any questions? Because the whole point of wanting to do it in person is to not do it on a text. I can't text him. So what do you want? That negates the want to do it in person.
Yes, completely.
So I'm just... Genius. Okay, so man, I mean, she's
twisting
her
so
brain, right? Trying to see what's going on. A couple different theories about what
they want a donor.
This?
What's happening?
what the heck is going on?
I have a guess, but I don't want to say it.
And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. We will find out. So we met him for dinner Saturday night here in Uptown, and my wife asked, "Would it be rude as soon as I sat down to say, okay, what do you guys want?" I said, probably.
Why did you want to have dinner with him?
Probably so. It's probably rude. We met him, and of course, we're going to the wedding. We've already booked the hotel and everything. We are going because his older brother got married a couple of years ago in Cancun, and man, what a time we had.
Man, that's badass.
It was so fun. So what now we're cool going family. To the middle son's All wedding right. in Cabo, and it's great. So we're sitting down, we're just chopping it up, having drinks and just around, you know, doing this, doing that. And so I could tell the wife is getting a little antsy with the small talk. And I am too, because now I'm kind of curious about what's going on because we're just kind of having this. So we're sitting there and his beautiful fiance Hayden says, all right, well, I'm guessing you guys are wondering why we're here. Yeah, kind of a little bit. So he hands his bag. That looks like a bag that has a bottle of wine or alcohol in it or whatever. Yeah. Say, hey, this is for you. We got this for you. Okay, thank you. And there's a card sticking out of it. Well, you need to read the card. So I will read the card that they gave me as we were having the small talk.
Okay.
And this is what the card said. As I pull it up on my phone, I should have had it already.
Line
Here we go.
Coverage. He's found it.
It says, Uncle Donovan, thank you for being a huge inspiration in my life. I truly have looked up to you for so long. We would love for you to be a part of our special day. It would mean the world to us. Will you officiate our wedding?
Okay.
Love, Jared and Hayden.
Wow.
And I kind of grabbed my chest like Fred Sanford.
Elizabeth needed to know.
Right, right. I'm coming to join you, honey, but... Yeah, I've never done that before, but of course, whatever you guys need, that's great.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like, do I have to go online and get, like, ordained
yeah.
or anything
you do, yeah.
like that?
You have to be legaled.
But they're getting married before, and this is just, like, the kind of...
For show.
Yeah.
It's I don't think you need to be ordained for that.
I don't think so either.
No, because it's not an official thing. You don't
right.
have an official document
right.
to sign.
Right. Probably yeah. don't have to sign anything.
Right.
But it could be a side gig if you want to get ordained.
So now, I was shocked. I wasn't expecting that. Is that what you were going to guess?
No.
I guessed it right before the segment started. You can confirm with Jay, but I was like, did he just get, like, asked to officiate a wedding?
What was your guess?
To be best man.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Because you said that had never happened.
I know.
And then when you said fiance, it's like, oh, he must have wanted you to be his best man. Because it never would have crossed my mind to
Me either.
Nobody ever will ask me to officiate a wedding.
It is a wild ask
God,
of somebody.
What a horrible
like,
idea.
Can you or can you be like officiate my wedding? It's a huge ask compared to like being part of the wedding party or having a responsibility at the wedding or even for bachelor party stuff. But like to read the lines that I'm supposed to read in front of God and country.
I know. And it's not, again, it's not official where I don't think I need to get ordained. And I don't know if I'll ever do it again. But for him,
yeah,
of course, dude, I would do whatever you ask me to,
sure.
Man. I've watched this dude grow up. He was a very happy kid. Always wanted to be around the fellas, the older guys smiling. I love this guy. So yeah, to officiate and be a huge part of this, of course I'm going to do it.
It's pretty cool.
But man, it knocked me over. Like I couldn't talk for like 3-4 minutes after. I was like, oh my God, let me take another drink and,
Do you take this lovely lady?
And now I feel the responsibility of maybe having like 2 minutes. Maybe I need to have some sort of.
Back to your hosting days.
Right.
Well, yeah, you would
I have
want
to do
that.
Something fun.
You got to hold the crowd's attention.
They didn't have me, ask me to do this to, you know, do something straight
Bride
or whatever
thing.
I need to do.
Marriage.
I don't even know what that is.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Yeah, no one's going to ever ask you to officiate a wedding.
Well, why would they? I mean, why would you start with bad luck? It's horrible. It's a horrible idea.
Don't do what I did.
Like,
multiple times. Run. Run now. Run.
Are you
run.
Sure you want to do this, son?
Right. Dude, it's a huge honor, man. And I was shocked and surprised. And he said that his parents wanted him to film the reaction that he got from it, but he didn't want to do that. He's like, just in case you said no. I was like, you know, I was not going to say no to this.
That's pretty cool.
Like, there's not even a thought to say, no, I don't want to do this. So, yeah, I will officiate a wedding in June.
So they're getting married.
They're getting married beforehand.
Before they go to the,
yes.
What the That's people great. Think is the wedding.
Right. That, and I think everyone's right? going to know. So
oh,
you
okay.
officially
okay,
get
okay.
married here. Cause I'm talking way out of my depths here, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. I think when you go to a destination wedding, you do have to, like, almost get married twice.
Yeah, it makes sense because you'd have to legally, like, the documents in the United States.
Right, right. So I feel like when you go and do a destination wedding, that ceremony is just ceremonial. And the real exchanging of the vows
yeah,
and the
sense.
Actual marriage
that
and the marriage
sense.
License and all that
right.
is done over here in the States.
That would probably make it way easier.
I think so.
Just knock it out. You go to the courthouse, whatever, but then you have your big celebration and you do the thing in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to have a couple of minutes and do something a little special for my nephew.
Yeah. And then you got to figure out, do they want it to be more of the religious, what we think of, till death do us part, or do they want to have something more a little open and easy?
Well, they told me they were going to write their own vows,
okay,
so you don't
you
have
go.
To do any of the other stuff. So
that's
it's just basically,
it.
I think I'm a conductor.
Yeah,
you're the
so
host.
Maybe I'll have
you're
the white gloves
it.
On
yeah.
with the
wear your boots and your cowboy hat.
Ooh, that kind of runs right in with wedding stuff.
And then you can just be like, man, yeah, here
no.
we are
yeah.
today, gathered around.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm Cowboy Donnie Do.
I'm drunk.
might be a real
it's
one.
It's in Cabo. I'm drunk.
Instead of resort, that may be the case.
Sipping on a mimosa.
We got to warn everyone beforehand. And when you see the officiant, is that what you officially
yes.
call that? Officiant?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Afterwards, double fisting whiskey and doing the stanky leg. Don't get confused.
Right. Not a religious symbol.
No.
Just having fun.
Just doing what I do all the time.
Apparently a U.S. citizen can officially get married overseas as long as they're adhering to all local laws of the foreign country.
Oh, okay.
It does translate then over. It's like a college course from community college. As long as you're following all the right guidelines, you're good.
I was wondering if I had to get ordained.
Yeah,
I know
we
can
well.
Do it online.
Go get ordained.
So
be
what if
minister.
This is my... second job.
Third job. You're an MC.
Oh, that's right.
Host, mayor of Duncanville. You got a lot of hats.
I feel like if that's the only wedding I would ever want to do. No one ever would want me to do that. I know Norm did one. Norm did one right outside on the plaza, and that was pretty awesome to see.
You're going to get requests from P1s, man.
Well, once the news gets out. I may not get ordained. I don't know. I have to see if I need to take a class or do whatever I need to do online to officially be able to marry someone. I know Sean's done it.
I know a couple people that have. Yeah. It's not like overwhelming, I don't think.
Yeah, what do you got to do? Click here if marriage is cool.
Yeah, I just feel like you're going to have to, like we have our training and we have to take a quiz afterwards, and I'm always bad at those.
You just let the video play on 2X.
It's like, how many times have you been married? And I fill it out and you're like, oh, you failed. You can no longer officiant.
The screen just goes dark.
Like, what the
hell? No.
Violation. Violation.
Don't even click the button. You can't do anything.
Like, wait a second. And how old are you? So.
But it made me proud, man. I was smiling from ear to ear. So happy that he would think enough of me to want to be a huge part of his ceremony like it is.
Yeah, man. It was very cool.
I was, I didn't shed a tear. But the grabbing of the heart is just like me crying. No official tears out of my ears, but my heart was all a flutter when I was asked to officiate the wedding.
You going to buy some really special paper to write down your speech and all this?
He's going to have his quill out ready
Maybe
to
so.
Go.
Maybe so.
Maybe a little monogram on it.
Man, what if I could get a raven to deliver me what I need to say right before it happens?
Use one of the wedding doves.
That'd be pretty cool. You could do that. Tail.
I want a raven. I want to go back to Game of Thrones when paper was real.
Yeah.
Not this fake stuff we have now.
Go back to Game of Thrones when paper was real.
That's right. I thought I didn't think I'd ever say that in my life, but
paper
I just
paper and
did.
Dragons were real, damn it.
It's real to me. It's still real to me. So congratulations to Jared and Hayden. They will get married, and I will officiate the wedding in Cabo in June. So I'm excited
about
that.
This is exciting.
I know, very excited.
We got to record it so you can play it back for us.
Well, I have to get their permission.
Okay, well, then maybe afterwards when you get back, you can give us a
little. I will write down what I'm going to say.
And then you can.
Because usually when I do those gigs, I don't write anything down. I'm going to have to write this one down. I will be nervous.
A couple of great entries would be, hear ye, hear ye. You hear that a lot.
All right.
And then, of course, friends, Romans, countrymen. Lend me your ears. And then you can get into the, I come to praise this young couple here in Cabo, Mexico. Love.
Okay. All right.
Love I'm taking all brings up.
I'm taking all requests. I'm not saying it's going to deliver it.
What
like
other
that,
random speeches
I don't
do you
know.
Need?
I don't know what you want me to do.
I know the entry to all these speeches we learned in high school.
All right, it's 12:28, lunchtime with the invasion.
You can always
rolls
start with,
along.
Do you like Phil Collins? It's always a classic. Don't worry, it's fine.
Can you explain that to me?
I don't get that one. I got the other ones. That's he lost me on the last one.
Anyone? Can anyone? No?
I mean, I know who Phil Collins
Jay?
Is.
Jay, can you explain that to me? Okay.